Welcome back to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores. My guest today is Lone Star Conference Player of the Year and two-time Academic All-American, Andrew Davis.
The tip-off.
How long have you been playing basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I just started when I was really young, and it was more just, you know, something to do at the time, and didn't really get serious until I got in high school, and you know, I was kind of taller and bigger than everybody else, and I thought maybe I could make something of this, so that's when I got serious, but I've been playing for a really long time.
Free throw.
I'm sure being 6'9" helped, but were there a lot of colleges after you once you graduated from high school?
When I was coming out of high school, I was getting recruited by, you know, a lot of different schools, and West Point and the Air Force Academy were pretty big on my trail, and that was always something I thought would be kind of interesting, how my height would go with the whole military aspect.
Layup.
You definitely would have made one tall lieutenant. After you graduated, you didn't go directly to college. Why was that?
Having been at a smaller private school, and the biggest knock on me was that, you know, I wasn't really playing against anybody. So I really wanted to prove that notion wrong. So I went to, instead of going to college right after I graduated, I went to prep school, hoping to kind of get a little bit more exposure and prove some people wrong.
Alley-oop.
I know you had to battle through some knee injuries, which ultimately turned some schools off. Tell me how you ended up in Commerce.
The assistant coach here was Steven, and he's not here anymore, but he recruited me in high school, and he found out that I was still kind of available and just gave me a call one night, and we started talking, and then all of a sudden Commerce was back in the picture, and things just worked out, and I was able to come here. So that was a long story, but you know, that's how I ended up here.
Dunk.
Since arriving at Commerce, you have not disappointed, being named the Lone Star Conference Player of the Year and now two-time Academic All-American. So I hear you've never gotten a B in any class.
You know, I was raised that, you know, going up in high school, if I came home with, you know, like an A-, you know, my dad was like, you can do better. I was straight A's all through high school, but I never really thought that being a possibility in college with things, you know, being in the Honors College and taking Honors classes. And I mean, I knew I could do it. It's just something I didn't think about. When I got that 4.0 the first semester, I was like, man, this is something I want to keep up. I saw a lot of pride in my family's face when I told them, you know, I felt a lot of pride, and I just wanted to keep that up.
Buzzer beater.
What would you like to say to the people who have helped get you to where you are today?
That I'm thankful for all the support that they've given me over the 4 years. They've really made my 4 years here awesome, and so I'm very appreciative.
Upon graduation, Andrew plans to pursue a career in law, and we wish him the best. This has been Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores on your station, 88.9 KETR.